Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Larry Robertson's here, too, folks. Larry is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the principal of Lighthouse Consulting, the author of an outstanding new book called A Deliberate Pause, and he's our good friend. He's also an adjunct professor at Georgetown University, and he's our friend Larry Robertson. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here, and I'm starting to think that I'm your opening act for the governor.
Have we done this before?
Yeah, exactly.
I promise you,
one of these days we're going to have to meet.
It's an absolute coincidence. That's pretty unusual for something like that to happen with 1,000 folks coming in and out of here every year. I don't know how that happened, but congratulations, because that's not a bad gig. I'll tell you that.
I would say so. I feel like it's wonderful destiny.
If you're like me, you admire the heck out of Pete DuPont. And
yes.
Hey, Larry, you grew up in Tucson, if I remember correctly.
I did. Yeah.
Tucson, Arizona. As we all know, there was a tragedy there a couple of weeks ago. And I'm going to ask you a question that might seem, from your perspective as a Tucsonian, I guess that's the way you'd say that. Is this a Tucson story or is this a national story? Tragedy, no question, horrible thing. I abhor what happened. I condemn what happened. No question, it's a horrible thing that happened. It made me sick to my stomach. It still does when I think about it. But is this a national story or a local story?
You know, it's interesting. I let me take them in reverse order. I think the part of it that's local is that even though you know these kinds of things happen out there, you never quite feel it's going to happen in your own backyard.
Right.
And so in that sense, it touches you locally. But that truth is true everywhere. And I think in that sense, it's very national. And what's interesting is you've heard a lot of people point to this tragedy and this story over the last few weeks and say, hey, we really need to reflect and take some lessons from this. That, you know, my mom was always famous for saying, don't lose the lesson, even when something
right.
horrible happened. What's interesting is we're only a couple weeks out from that tragedy, and people are already going right back to their routine.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I have thought about, Jim, and I think it specifically relates to you and the advice you provide entrepreneurs and small business owners, is that this is a great lesson in we all need to regularly take time to slow down and think about what we're doing and question it even when it seems right.
Mm-hmm. But one of the things, and I don't want to get controversial about this because this is just
sure.
a sickening thing that happened.
It is.
A congresswoman is injured horribly. We don't know how her recovery is going to be. So was it six people were killed, including one small, a 9-year-old girl that just,
right.
I just, when you start hurting little children, Larry, I go a little bit nuts, you know, and
yeah.
About stuff. I mean, that just makes me crazy when I think about somebody hurting little children. But the thing is when a lot of people have made much out of this in ways that I think are unfortunate. And so here's my question about the pause. Mm-hmm. When you truly take a pause, shouldn't you be agnostic about what you discover in that pause?
Absolutely.
I mean, is it a real pause if you pause and you have an agenda? If you pause and then say but? I mean, when leaders, wherever they may be, or anybody who, me or anybody else who talks about this, if they say, as you recommend, let's take a pause, which sort of has been said by many people, let's take a pause, let's slow down, let's back up a little bit. Then if you say, but, you haven't really paused, have you?
No, you haven't. And what's interesting is that think about when, let's even shift this a little bit to when we're in our own day-to-day lives, when we're running our own businesses, when we're thinking about our own futures. the times when we tend to take a pause are when we want something desperately and haven't figured out how to get it, or mm-hmm. something bad happens.
And we're seeking answers.
That's right.
And we're open to whatever comes out.
But at that, well, you know, that's the part where I think your earlier comment is very astute, and that is, I'm not sure we're open. Because
yeah.
what I found in my years of working with entrepreneurs and in my work and research and conversations for the book is that the pause is a very powerful moment. It's a time when you can step back and see what's possible, or if a problem is coming, you can see it sooner. However, the people who see those two things, opportunities and problems on the horizon, are the ones who are in the practice of pausing.
Mm-hmm.
So they do this regularly. They give themselves the time to step back and have perspective, whether that's 2 seconds in the mirror in the morning, or it's taking a regular break between ventures.
Or a deep breath. It's a deep breath.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's part of their pattern. So think about that, Jim. When they are practicing that pause, when they are regularly stepping back, they're not wanting something in each moment. They're not always trying to deal with the problem. They're just trying to get perspective.
But you've got to be intellectually honest.
Absolutely.
In these pauses, meaning, folks, that if you take a pause and if you go into a pause with an agenda, then you're probably just wasting your time.
And it seems counterintuitive to be willing to look at your business and say, "What if I see something I don't like?" It seems counterintuitive to look at your business and say, "Could there be something better here than what I'm doing now?"
Right.
Sometimes the answer is no. But the willingness to be able to look at things that way and be, as you say, open and honest to anything is when you really see possibility.
Well, and see, here's the thing, and I'm going to see if I'm following you, if I'm tracking with your theory here, Larry. You know, it's not that you agree. I mean, you may not agree with what you discover in the pause. You may choose to disregard what you learned, but you should still be open to what it tells you, even
That's
if you
right.
wind up not doing it.
You may not even know what to do with it or what to do
yeah.
about it, but if you see it, it's real. So if you ignore it, it's going to come to pass whether you want it to or not.
If you pause and the pause says you shouldn't be doing what you're doing, you should be doing something else, but you don't know what that is, then you're going to disagree with that and keep and you know, and say, well, I this is all I know. I'm going to keep doing it. But it's a process, folks, this pause thing. Larry's talking about the process, because if you pause today and you don't learn much, but then you do it again tomorrow, maybe it builds on itself. But go into these pauses without any preconceived agendas. That will help you, I think. The book is called A Deliberate Pause. The author is Larry Robertson. He's our friend. He and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.